This is day 8 of St. Mark's Church Journey through the Psalms for Lent. Wednesday the 9th of March. Psalm 14, read here from the New International Version. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt, their deeds are vile, there is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will evildoers never learn, those who devour my people as men eat bread, and who do not call on the Lord? There they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. This is another of David's Psalms of Lament, in which he pours out his misery to God. First of all, he's miserable about those who are foolish, who are corrupt with evil deeds, and a wider group of people around him who are sinful. He's also distressed about the plight of the poor, although he points out that he expects God to redeem them. But it's interesting that the psalm finishes on a note of great hope and joy. In verse 7 he says, "Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord restores the fortunes of his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad." This psalm is actually quoted in the New Testament in Romans 3. But there are two slight differences to how David interprets his situation. First of all, the news is worse. It's not just David's enemies who are sinful. It's everyone. Romans 3 tells us that there's no one righteous. None of us are, not even David. But secondly, there's some wonderful good news. Reading from Romans 3, verse 21, "But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. And this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe." Lent is often seen as a time of lament, and rightly so. It's a time to reflect with soberness on some of the difficult and challenging parts of life. But in doing that, using this psalm, we take ourselves to a place in the New Testament where there is wonderful, joyful news, that righteousness from God is being given to us who don't deserve it because of his work on the cross. And all we need to do to appropriate that is to have faith in him. So as you contemplate this psalm today, are you, like David, looking forward to the future for salvation which hasn't yet come? Or are you able to enjoy a salvation that has at least in part already come through the cross of Christ? And as we finish, a short prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much that your agonizing suffering on the cross has given us a free gift of righteousness that all of us can enjoy through faith in you. And we pray this even in this time of soberness and reflection, that that's something we could enjoy today, knowing that it is a free gift that is free to us to enjoy from the very throne room of God. In Jesus' name, amen.